Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to the Brown Note, everybody. It's officially showtime. There you go. Thank you very much. Settling.
Showtime.
If you're on the trains. You know, I realize now when I'm looking for a podcast, that it's actually very important to have a go-to feel-good podcast. I hope we are that for you. I hope in an hour or so's time, you're feeling better than you feel right now. You're feeling happy, feeling more joyful, feeling more knowledgeable. So it's everything. We've got everything.
Do you know
why
I'm not feeling happy? Why? Oh, he started.
There we go. I tried, people.
He started.
I gave that 15 seconds. 15 seconds of positivity and then sat kicked in. What?
No, do you know what, Tommy? It's just triggered me a bit today.
What?
Oh, triggered Satch.
What?
Why?
Trigger Satchinometry.
Are you wearing flip-flops?
Oh. Sunny. It's hot.
Well, here we go.
I am
but
not.
But it's making a...
There's a little sloppy sound.
Katep.
It's the auntie walk. You know when their chappals are hitting the back of their heel or hitting their heel?
Yeah.
Katep. So you're right. I'm very conscious of them as well.
Okay.
I don't wear... You know
yeah,
I don't.
I know you wore them on purpose to get a reaction.
I don't... No, I didn't.
Flip-flops should be banned.
Okay.
And those ones.
Yeah. What is it about these? They're black.
Yeah.
Why are these ones in
blue? They've got
in his defense, I'm going to say they're Nike ones.
Yeah.
But they're the thongs.
Yeah, the thong one that goes in between your toe and
your big toe. Yeah, they're not sliders. Yeah, they're flip-flops.
Yeah. So, and I don't like the thong feeling in between the toes. I've never liked that. And particularly now, but this is what happened. So obviously, it's super hot.
It's weird.
Okay, it's super hot over the weekend. I was hosting a charity dinner, Luca Foundation dinner. Lovely charity, lovely people. And hi, Sharon.
Don't tell me you bloody wore them.
No, I was heading up on the train. So that means on the train to Birmingham and back, I'm going to take my shoes to wear with my tux on the night.
Right.
I'm going to wear trainers.
Yeah.
And...
With your no-show socks.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I took a pair of flip-flops. Because I just found them. I stumbled across them because we haven't
been
cleaner.
Reason?
What's the reason?
Because it's so hot. It was so hot over the weekend. Friday night.
At
was
what
hot.
Point of the trip are you going to wear the slippers?
Well, I wore them on the train. Thank you very much.
That opens up another can of worms.
Why is that so?
My God!
You know round what? The house, round the house. No wonder
there were rail strikes.
Do you know what?
No, shut up. I did not cancel the train.
I'm going to put it on you a bit, bruv.
What?
Those flip flops. I know you don't like flip flops.
No.
Or Crocs.
Oh my God.
No. And I know,
no, but I asked him a question.
He doesn't like
answer it.
You're asking him. He said, I what? Know you don't. You said
flip flops or Crocs?
Which one would I wear?
What would you wear? Because I know you won't wear flip flops.
I'm not going barefoot, but.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't wear Crocs. I can imagine you in Crocs.
In this dilemma, just for the pure reason that your feet are covered, it'd have to be Crocs.
Yeah.
There you go.
I can imagine. Now, listen. And
but
normally,
as long as I can accessorize it.
Normally, I would as well. But like, you know when you come
accessorize
like,
him.
Yeah, I'd want like those like sort of, you know, like the little bits you can get on like...
Lego bricks or
yeah,
beads.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find like pictures of Ranveer Singh or something that you can...
There's Pringles Crocs now, so they come with a pouch that attaches
yeah,
to your
McDonald's,
sock.
Everything.
You can hold your little...
Yeah, no, there's loads of shit that goes on Crocs, I know that, but yeah, no, like it's just...
Well, I'm going to say, I was conscious.
Look at his face.
I thought of both of you two, and I thought, oh man, if they were here...
I mean, damn right, if you put flip-flops on, you have to think of Satch and Kedge.
Oh, damn right.
Damn right.
Yeah, right. And then the worst was I thought, it's all right, I'm going to sit on the train. And it was when I was coming back on the Sunday I wore them.
It's even worse.
Hold on a minute. So you guys always moan about people who take their shoes off.
Yeah, this is the same thing.
I didn't take them off. To emit a foot odour. They're already exposed with no
with
odour.
With foot odour?
No, because they don't generate the odour. They don't generate the odour if they're inside.
The amount
you're generating.
No, you're not. Yeah. You're not.
And I'm sorry, for your foot going to be dirty.
No, but I'm not got it up in no one's face. I'm at a table seat. It's underneath the table.
Oh, what about the person opposite you?
What do you mean, what about the person opposite? I'm not touching. I'm not rubbing my toe up against their leg.
No, but no.
You don't have to do that.
If there was somebody opposite me in flip-flops,
ban this guy.
Oh my God, I would sit in the toilet.
I think you're being too sensitive about flip-flops. I think it's not that big of a deal. You don't like it. It makes you cringe, makes you a bit uncomfortable. Oh, and now you're projecting.
Kedge,
most people listening to this podcast be going, no, it's no big deal.
Where's the one place that you think flip-flops are acceptable, Kedge?
On holiday.
By
the pool. By the pool.
Right.
I agree
as well. But it was that hot. I thought it doesn't really matter. But I tell you when it did matter, and I got a little bit embarrassed, was when I went to the car, you know, the shop on board.
Oh, yeah.
And you walk.
Yeah. Who's this La Lupalu just walking out on his flip-flops?
And you can hear, kotek, kotek. As I'm going down the side.
Oh my God.
And to the extent that like people knew I was coming and were sort of turning around like, what is that?
And
I'm
like,
hi. And then I was trying to walk in a way where I was gripping my, like curling my toes and tensing.
To make it slap less.
Hold it flat.
Yeah.
And that didn't really work either.
Rated to the person who invented them has got the whole world mad for them. But like, you know, because it's now creeping into the corporate world where, you know, a lot of...
What?
Yeah, a lot of women walk into work with flip-flops before they change into the office shoes.
Yeah. I think it's definitely.
So you see a lot of that on display on the underground and stuff like that. And personally, I just don't think you're helping yourself because you've only got a small bit of height difference from the floor to your foot.
Yep.
So if you are going to step into something, you know what I mean?
There's a puddle or something like that.
Yeah, well, there's just not a lot of protection around
there. I see what you mean. Yeah,
you're playing that game and you're not helping, you know, you're not playing the percentages.
You're driving around with a convertible.
Correct.
Right? And you're like, so therefore... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
anything.
Someone could step on your foot on the train
which has got a lowered sort of tires on it as well.
Yeah, low profile convertible. Yeah,
that's it.
Completely cabrioleted.
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah, it's not good. Okay, sorry. Point taken. And I'll be honest, I did feel a little bit cringy as well.
Okay,
but I was comfortable. I also put on linen trousers.
That's okay. That's fine. The linen trousers is fine. But
I felt nice and summery on the weekend. Beautiful. I was travelling on the trains. Trains were completely cancelled.
What else? String vest?
String vest. I had a spliff. It's all good.
That's fine. The rest of the outfit is fine.
Anyway, moving on. Welcome though. Welcome, Enran. And I've made you scones.
Scones.
Bougie.
Scones. Are you scones?
I'm scone.
You scone.
Scone.
Well, I tell you what, we had these over the weekend. It's Monday today.
Mm.
We had them over the weekend. And I was like, scones are silent. Scones are silent eating.
Oh, I
there's
see.
No crunch.
No.
Look, Kedge, so Kedge is annoying me off. Kedge,
you can't
you
tell me
the first one.
Okay.
Right? And now, look, Kedge is going to eat a podcast while I'm having a chat. If that was a crisps, we'll be hearing it all right now.
Yeah.
He's currently eating that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And he's eating it right close to the mic.
It's banging.
Is it? Yeah.
Mm. What a treat.
Have it in a sec.
Yeah. Okay, he's going to go on in. I'm saying
it's a good treat.
It is.
He's gone cream first, by the way, if anyone wants to know. Yeah. Let's not have the debate about it. I don't care. As long as it's all on there, I don't care.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be cream first.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think it physically works with jam fare. Well, by the way, it's nice and summery. It's light. It's creamy.
Very bougie.
Yeah.
In the Sandu household.
Do you think it's bougie?
Bougie. I don't think it is. By the way, I'm gonna put it out there. Desi mums.
Can I just say coffee?
Scone.
Coffee and this a scone. Great. It's a show. I feel like
I'm in the rich zone. Desi mums love scones. Scones. Mm.
Yes.
If you've never given your mum one, right?
Scone.
I bet your dad has.
Thank you.
If you've never given your mum one, give her a scone. My mum loves it.
All Desi mums love it.
Because it's different. It's creamy. Mm. And it's not the usual spicy palate-y thing.
It's not ghee.
No, yeah, exactly.
I mean, Kedge bars from Wembley or something.
Mm. No. We just put a bit of masala. We don't.
We put chunda on it.
I wouldn't be surprised because these are great, yeah, but you know what it needs?
It
needs a bit of chaata masala on the top.
coriander. This is legit. How it is. Yeah. But so this is a beautiful start. We've spoken about your flip flops, which was one of the events of the weekend. Mm. But the other event of the weekend, we have to talk about it because I think it's split the nation. It's divided the world, and people didn't know. And that is about the event that happened in the UK on Friday night.
Well, like a club event.
No, the event happened after 11:30 p.m.
Was it Satch, DJ at Ministry of Sound? And we all got to stand there in an empty club until midnight. Because that's what time kids party nowadays.
No, it wasn't even that. All you have to do was go outside, look up in the sky, because we were blessed with the aurora lights.
Aurora lights.
Can I be honest? That annoyed me as well on the weekend.
Oh, of course it did.
Well, I'll put my hand up. I was up.
Oh. Wait, right. Like, I was you up. Were waiting for it.
Oh, no. I was awake. Oh. But there was no part of me that felt the need to go outside and look in the sky. Because why would you? It's just a normal another Friday night. I was watching a bit of telly.
But you knew it was happening?
No.
Oh, so you didn't?
I didn't even know it was happening.
Oh, so then, no, then you can't say that then, Kedge.
No, but, hold on a minute. So I missed it.
I knew it was happening. I went to bed.
How did you know it was happening?
Because it was all over the news and everything. Was it everywhere. Though? Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah.
Afterwards, funny enough, Kedge, I didn't know it was happening either. I didn't know. But I've been in a bit of a work busy hole.
I think a lot of people didn't know it was happening.
Right, agree. It was happening. It was everywhere. Watch your news, anything. You're like, oh, make sure you look up at the sky tonight at about 10:30.
But you often hear, oh, there's going to be a meteor shower. Oh, if you look this way, you're going to see a pink moon, red moon, the large moon, the big moon, small moon. So you get that often. Some people go, oh, there's going to be geometric whatever storms.
Isotopes.
Yeah, you're right, which is going to cause whatever in the atmosphere to cause the lights to appear. Mm. You go, okay, I kind of believe it when I see it because we're not known for typically getting it here. And then bang, the whole sky lit up. And everyone's getting mad for it.
I
missed it completely. I didn't see any of it at any point, so I don't know.
So you missed it.
Have you seen any?
Did you? So hold on a minute. So you knew about it.
I knew about it.
So then what happened?
I went to bed.
Are you not interested?
I'm not interested. But there's a difference there. So I knew about it.
People pay thousands of pounds for this event.
Yeah, I know. But
to go to Iceland. To go somewhere to see it, yeah.
People pay thousands of pounds for loads of other shit that I don't like. Yeah. So it's the same thing, isn't it?
But this is a once in a moment, lifetime thing that you would have experienced.
I agree.
For your phone, for the gram,
for my phone,
yeah. For just you and just with your family.
Don't get me started on the gram because I know people are just. But the first thing I woke up on Saturday, that's all that I turned on Instagram. That's all it was.
Yeah, but why?
And it was. Okay.
Why not though?
But it was. Hang on a minute. It was the same picture. Everyone was posting the same picture.
Okay.
But no, but different shades. Angles.
I need to tell you something because I saw you guys messaging.
Yeah.
And when I woke up to your messages, and you were like, oh my God, I'm already fed up of all the Northern Light massive. I was half asleep. I thought, what are they talking about? You know what you're reading? Making a go. And then I thought, oh, a Northern Light Massive must be like a football reference, Northern Rock, Newcastle. I'm kind of going, that's why I didn't reply. And I replied later in the afternoon. Oh my God, I totally missed all of this. I didn't know what you were on about. Yeah. But my point is, when I spoke to my wife, I went, oh yeah, when we discovered what it was, I went, oh yeah, Satch and Kedge were cussing it out. And Satch was saying, he's got no time for it, all these idiots. And Kedge's like, oh my God, it's the same post all the time. So I have to represent my wife because fact is...
I wasn't cussing it.
But
I was being in the middle.
Let me tell you what she said because she represents... And I use her for this. She represents the non-media, non-Instagram, non-social media. She's not massively, just regular people's... So I run a lot of ideas past her. Can I go, what do you reckon? Because you ain't going to overdo it like I'm over there, right?
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to get a consensus. Yeah. And she said, you two are haters. You two are just cynical haters. Yeah.
Haters
on the... Northern Lights is a big deal. And you being all... why are people posting? She goes, what's it to you? Why can't people post?
Then, Nuki, what is Instagram for,
I don't really care, but I have to put it forward because if I don't, then I look like I'm not backing up my wife.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know, Mrs. Sandy...
All right, Satch, Will Smith.
Yeah. Keep my Northern Lights out. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Right, so what I'm saying to you from her, on behalf of her, is what's your problem? Why can't people post about the Northern Lights?
Yeah, Ked.
So I watch the same picture all the time.
I never said that.
Hang on. I dealt with the problem. Unfollowed everyone.
Oh, it's really...
I ain't got time for that shit.
You unfollow people that...
I don't care.
Wow. All I was doing is I was the usual Kedge with the karshi and I was just... He was stirring. I just wanted to stir the pot with Satch. So that's why I woke up and I went, how annoyed are you already? I just had to do that. And the flood gets up.
He didn't even need you to clarify
what it was.
Oh my God, dickheads. Yeah.
To the point.
The Northern Lights, like you said, are a big deal. People travel all around the world to see it. Yes. Like said, we went to Finland for my 40th, hoping to see them. And people were joking and going, oh my God, we paid all that money for your 40th to go and hope to see the Northern Lights. We didn't see anything.
Yeah, my parents went there. The photos they took were nowhere near what people were taking from the UK.
I don't even think that was...
And we got a purple shade.
Do you know what? I read though that it looked better in photos and stuff than it actually was.
Oh, okay. Well,
there was a lot of
filtering.
And doctoring photos.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Some people told me that to change like the settings and stuff to capture capture some of
these
things.
They were setting changes, but I thought the funny...
And I was just like, well,
I think the
shit.
Funny thing was, and what I loved about this country is that obviously we woke up and everyone's like, a lot of people missed it.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
What?
Snow Day. People posting about snow. Same thing.
Yes, yeah. It was snow day. Yes, it was. Like
it,
that.
Was
but,
it was.
But it was a bit rare than that.
This I know
a bit
it's more, snowing.
This was a bit rare.
It's cool. Not interesting.
But the thing was, what I loved about this country is that everyone realised that there was massive FOMO now, right? The second day. Mm. And I loved it.
People were posting pictures that weren't even theirs.
Yes. But,
which
but,
I think is
but
sad.
But at some point... Yeah. Some
you
point,
didn't even take that picture.
Some point, yeah. Some media outlet or some weather people decided that, I know what, let's just wind them up again and go... It might be able to be seen tonight.
Yeah, nothing it happened. Did, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so everyone's up.
Yeah,
did anyone see anything on Saturday?
Nothing.
Nada.
Nothing.
It weren't there.
I think it weren't even there on Friday.
I
think it was
no,
a bit of
a... Of course it
was.
It was
a bit of a blag. No, I think it was a bit of a blag.
So I saw a little thing on Instagram on one of the stories, and it was a woman. It was filmed from another woman's Ringo doorbell kind of thing, right? Yeah. So it's a doorbell camera.
Oh.
Woman comes up. You know, rings it, the camera's live. And she goes, Jackie, I just want to say... Oh, no, why was she had an American accent? Maybe she didn't. Maybe it was Northern. Okay. In my head, she looked American. I think the shot of the porch looked American, but I don't think it was. But she goes, I just want to say, you can see the lights. Everybody's out in the street.
Everybody's
dropped a scone. Because it doesn't like he's scone. He's scared. Okay, it's good you put the dirty one next to all the other ones.
He's having a nightmare.
Call sometimes.
You said this food's not going to cause any commotion.
Yeah.
And no noisy.
And jam and cream.
He's gone. There's only one guy that can make a mess because of this.
Right. This is what I mean. You know, like, I'll be honest, kid. Sometimes I feel like I'm really hard on Milo, my son. He's 11 years old. Because he just does these knobby dick things. And I go...
He's collapsing.
And now I'm looking at you, I'm going... I think it's a bloke thing. Like, but it
I
was
don't
also
think it's a, no, the, it's a him problem.
No, but the bit that dropped
did
on the
me,
table,
did me and you
he put it back in the bowl. Like it's a dirty bit now. He's fingered it. He's fingered musk on, and he's put the bit that he's broken off back in the bowl next to the ones that are clean. I'm like, no, what do I have to explain that?
I panicked.
The luck of that.
It's just
I panicked. It was just.
Oh my God.
Go. Anyway,
things I didn't think on that note, let me just quickly say things I didn't think I'd be parenting this.
Are we done with the lights now?
Yeah,
that's it, it's over. Do you know what I thought about it?
Mm.
Why didn't it interest me?
Why?
I'm in a place where there's lights like that,
maybe.
If not better, all the time around me, all night.
No, but that's not the same.
It is the
Your
same.
Your uplights are not the same.
No, it's not uplight. I'm just talking.
We put that post up on the Brownlow Instagram saying, have you sent your photos to Saj?
Yeah.
And the amount of people replied, like, I'd love to, but I'm too scared.
Yeah, no, you could have. It's fine. Send them.
Cynical
Saj. It's just, it doesn't. What you're going to look at it and go, oh, that's nice. What else do you want? What do you want to get out of it?
What else do you do with a picture, Saj?
No, but it's like, it's got no value to me. It has no meaning to me.
Is this the same level as when people taking photos of fireworks and videos?
Same thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because fireworks are man-made. It's created.
Hang on a minute. Is it the same thing? Lights in the sky?
Yeah, but...
There you go then. End of conversation.
Okay, so what's the point in DJing? Got playlist.
Then play a playlist. It's cool. It don't bother me, man. You can crack on.
Having live God's work, DJ Saatchi doing his thing.
Have a playlist.
Northern Light.
Don't call me. Have a playlist. Don't call me.
Just play your playlist.
Northern Lights, don't call me. I got strobes. and really good lasers.
I just didn't see the big fuss in it. That's all it is. I mean, I know people go to Finland and Iceland and all of this kind of stuff. Yeah. I know it. He's looking at the jam.
I know.
I'm saying, I know people who spend a lot of money to go there and you've got to go at the right time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't interest me. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you something that did interest me over the weekend, which was actually the day after, and I was going through everyone's Instagrams and you know, while I was about to go to the car wash, because the car needed a bit of a clean, so I had to go to the car wash.
Yeah.
So I go to the usual regular one that I go to, where, you know, they tell you which one do you want. They've got option of 7.
Like a menu kind
like
of thing.
Like a menu thing, and it all starts, I think the cheapest one is like about £3.50,
£4.50. Is it manual? Are they like 7, 8
No, so the first bit is in the automatic thing, and then depending on which option you choose, you can then
You can either just go through it, or you come out and they drive for you and do the insides and all
happy
of that.
Ending,
so I just needed a quick, because I like doing the inside of my own car. So I just basically did the outside of it, which is basically the I think it was like the £3.50 option.
Oh, wow, it's cheap.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. And
I watched mine the other day, 20 quid.
Yeah.
Really?
Inside and out, though, that is.
Yeah,
but still, I ain't going to...
£3 just for the outside.
£3.50. £3.50. Yeah. So
but that's a machine wash, not a hand wash.
Yeah, machine.
That's just a machine. I've paid a tenner just to get a hand wash outside.
Okay, I don't care. So
hand jobs are more.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
He prefers a machine.
I'm more into AI, yeah.
Yeah.
So
puts on his suit. Sorry.
I'm living in the future. Yeah, okay. So I went to... So
not the
guy,
same, though. Not the same.
So the guy comes up to you, you open the window and he goes, which option do you want?
Yeah.
So... Oh, I wrote it down, and have I still got it? But basically, I asked for the Wash Plus.
Okay.
Right?
£3.50.
Okay. So he said, all right. So
wonder what the wash thing is.
He went, card or cash? I went card. Right? Yeah. So first he started, he goes, oh, come on, boss, you know. I said, what, come on, boss? I said, who carries cash nowadays? I said, I'm sorry, I don't have
here
it.
Here we go.
It's a card. Do you want it or not?
Yeah. No.
Right? And he goes, oh, but then I've got to pay VAT and all this. He started all that nonsense.
I want a cash price.
Right?
Cash price.
So I said, sorry, mate. This is what I've got. So anyway, he brought his machine. So he put the machine, like, just put it through the window. Mm. And I just tapped it. And then I waited. He didn't even say, do you want your receipt? And he walked away. And I thought, you know, you just have that moment. And I thought, I didn't approve of that transaction that just happened there.
Well, you did.
What do you mean you didn't approve of it?
There was something about it that I just didn't like. The way that happened.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I thought... Can I have a receipt? Well, no. So then I thought, hold on a minute. Let me just... Because nowadays, I just went straight to the banking app.
Can look, yeah.
Opened it. 12 quid has gone out of my account.
So, but you did you make it clear? It's a £3.51.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because I said...
Tell me how this unraveled. Yeah, okay, you got me.
So I'm like... So I looked at it, I thought, 12 quid.
That's not
12 quid.
He hasn't done £5.30.
No.
Which would have been, a mix up on £3.50.
No.
He's not done £3.35.
He's basically charged me for like seventh wash above the list. Do you know what I mean? Or something.
Yeah.
So I went, excuse me, bruv. I said, you've just charged me £12. Look, this is the bank app. Mm. And he went, yeah, Wax Plus. I said, no. I said, Wash Plus. I didn't say Wax Plus.
Yeah.
So let's not go there. And he goes, no. You said, and I don't know what happened. I just got really angry.
Oh, wow.
That's not like you.
I went, bruv, don't you start. And I was hanging out the window. I said, don't start there. I said, I come here every month. And because it was a new guy as well.
Yeah.
And I said, I always know the other guy.
Yeah.
And I said, we're cool. We have the bands and everything.
I come here 12 times a year.
Yeah.
I give you £3.50 times 12 damn worth right. of visit. Yeah. I am worth.
For how
paid
many
it all
years?
In a year.
For how many years?
45 quid to you a year.
And I was so annoyed that the trust was breached.
So then what happened? How do you resolve it?
So he goes, I made a mistake, and he gave me the cash. But he gave me cash back.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all right. Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but then. So he gave me £4.50 or whatever the difference was, and then blah, blah, blah. And I was just like...
£9.
My wash was £7. My wash was £7.50, and he charged me 12 quid.
So it wasn't £3.50?
No, it wasn't £3.50.
I was going to say, that's just way too...
No.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, it really annoyed me.
Yeah.
I'm a truster. He done me.
I get
done
that,
me
but
proper.
No, and look, you did the right thing. You checked.
Yeah.
And he did the right thing and did give you, even though he tried it,
he did give you the right thing. But
if he didn't, like the then that would have been a problem.
Yeah, but I just didn't like, you can just tell when you're doing a transaction and it's really important that. You
coming back to last week, serves you right for paying by card. Have a bit of cash in your little.
I did have enough cash to pay for that, but I don't want it.
See, the fact is, right? The fact is, if you thought he did it on purpose, trying to sneaky maliki get
I think
away
he, I think he tried it because maliki. You know why? Because I'm thinking, how many people actually check the machine? And for me, the message I just want to say to everybody is, you know when people just get you to tap, just ask, because you are in your right to check that.
Of course, you can see it somewhere and go, right, one more tap. You're right.
Yeah. But do check, especially the fly-by-night kind of people and all these people. Mm. You've got to check it because, you know, that we just for granted, just trust.
I have the thing where whenever you spend it, comes up on your phone anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you can see it.
Always check.
Okay, so if he had typed in £3,
yeah,
would you told him?
What?
What do you mean, what?
If he hadn't charged me? No.
Yeah, there's too much of a delay.
Send the end of that.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't tell him.
Oh, you wouldn't, yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Why would I do him?
So why then?
That's his
then,
mistake.
No, but then your karma is that you're going to get done.
No, that's not karma. That's the checking process. No, done. That's the checking process.
Let me tell you something. Fact. There is a money pool, an invisible money pool. When you lose money or you drop it or whatever, it goes into the pool. Someone else is going to find it.
Yeah.
They might drop it. Agree. You might find it. It just goes around.
Agree.
What you can't, and by the time you die, it's all pretty much even, pretty much, right? That's the theory.
Right.
You take from the pool because you have then, look, I can tell by your smirk, you knowingly have been undercharged and you've knowingly gone, drop, drop, roll.
Yeah.
Nicola, everyone get out of the shop. You know, that kind of thing.
But talking about the pool, I have in the past, when people have uncharted me, I go, I think it should be, you know.
Oh, okay, well done. That's
so I have done it. I've done my fair share of poolage.
Yeah. When it's 50p or something.
Yeah. No,
but like, you know, I mean, obviously, if someone, you know, if I was supposed to pay £300 and they've given it to me for 50 quid, mate, I am walking away.
Yeah. I love that. I'll never forget it. Once I was in a bar, I was very young, I was about 18, 19. And everyone's in, it's one of these cocktail themed bars, cheesy, loud music. Mm. And we were ordering those like goldfish bowls of drink.
Oh, you know, I love a goldfish bowl.
And you get three or four straws, everyone's getting smashed.
Everyone's backwashing that. Everyone's slobber in there. Puked in there.
That's what adds the flavour, bar.
Yeah, right? And we got the three of them. And it was like 140 quid or something. It's crazy. And I'm like, wow, how much are these each, right? But you're drunk and you buy. And she handed me the terminal thing to kind of type in put my card on. And because I was a bit drunk, I pressed the back button and it took a zero off.
Hello.
And it made 100, let's say £140.
14. Lovely.
And then I just pressed enter. I knew exactly what I'd done. Enter, bang, and I held it until the receipt came out. I tore it. I went, I'll do that. Brrr. Here's your receipt, my terminal back.
You go away with it.
Because she's so busy. She went,
that pool is slightly heavy.
I felt a bit bad. But I'm freebies like that.
But guess what?
You're
still alive.
I'm still alive. Yeah, exactly.
Crack on, mate. Crack on.
Yeah, but then sometimes when the world brings the justice back the other way, it's not quite right.
So Kedge getting conned on the weekend, kind of, no, I wouldn't say a con, but someone came over to me on the weekend. And obviously, you know, as I say this every week, wants to have a conversation with me while I'm DJing.
Try to fast one.
Which I can't. You know I can't. Don't come and talk to me and want to have a pool.
Even to say, Satch, I really, really love the podcast. And,
yeah,
you know,
you're funny. You're a nice guy.
I think what you don't understand is, number one, I can't hear you. So you're standing there going,
like a fish.
Yeah.
I can't hear you because it's loud where I am. Right. There's a booth where it's really loud.
Shall we organise like walkie-talkies that you can have? Like a walkie-talkie? So people can pick
number
up
two,
and talk to you.
I'm in the middle of DJing. So I'm doing something. It's not like I'm standing there serving drinks or I'm not free.
Yeah. No, but people who serving drinks are still doing things as well.
No, but that's a bit different. You can get on with it. Do you know what I mean? I'm concentrating.
But they might think you're in a little break here where you're in the second verse.
If everyone is dancing, there's no break.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you might be like in the second verse of Lumi D's, you know. And it's the same thing. So you've got a little respite before the mix comes in.
It doesn't work like that. You can do that at the beginning when there's like warm up.
Before Wayne Wonder comes in.
You can do that when there's warm up.
Yeah,
and you know, you can play the song for a long time, but it doesn't work like that when the party's going.
Okay, so it's, okay.
You got to concentrate and you can't stop and talk to people.
So you don't want anyone coming up?
No, I don't. It's not that I don't want. People can come over and request songs. Fine, I get it. Either show it to me on your phone or quickly say what it is if I can hear it. If sometimes I can lip read, I've got it. Right.
So the etiquette is just do a quick spud and say what you want to say. Say what you see and then go.
So anyway, someone comes over, listens to podcast. I says, you know, nice. But, you know, like, I was just like, look, can we talk? Like, I want to talk to you, but not right now. Like, I will talk to you
come
after.
Come back in 3 hours.
So anyway, comes back again. Obviously drunk, like, you know.
He was drunk.
The person was drunk.
Yeah.
And still talking away, obviously. Standing there talking to me. Trying to have a conversation.
Can I just say, Satch don't like drunk people. So if you are drunk,
it's not even that. Like, yeah, it was that. And to be fair, like his drink was a bit like this, and I was
wobbly. Near your kit. Yeah,
I was just like, we need to, you know, that needs
be
to
be careful.
Stop.
Security.
And then the one thing I heard,
yeah,
he's obviously talking about the Brownlow because I get it. He goes, listen to Brownlow, see all your video, blah blah blah. He comes over to me and goes, so what do you think of Kedge? That's the only thing I heard. So what do you think?
I was like,
DJ, that's the only thing I heard.
Maybe he timed it. Like, you know, in the song. What do you think of Kedge? What do you think of Kedge? I just didn't know what to say back.
I couldn't. I was kind of like, I was like, I think I said to him, I'll speak to you later. Like,
yeah. Because that's not just a one-word answer.
Yeah.
That's the whole Bhagavad Gita you're going to try and
get. It just made me laugh. I was just like, what? How do you even respond?
I wouldn't be surprised. Satch just looked up from his like from his down deer and he goes, he's a prick. And it just carries on. And he goes, and you're going to join him.
He wanted a long-form answer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think so.
That's the only question he'd say.
That's the only thing he asked me.
Unbelievable.
How funny is that? Maybe
because he loved me.
No, honestly, I just said, look, I'll speak to you. I can't really speak to you right now.
Do we have name? Do we have description? No, can we hunt this guy down?
I don't know the dude. I don't know. He was just there at this party I was DJing on the weekend.
Can this guy get in touch?
But you got to say, what you got to remember is, you know, you're familiar. You're out there. You're a public.
That's your high profile, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? Mate. We're in the Brown Low, the biggest brown podcast in the country.
I mean, yeah, so, I suppose so. It's
got to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Speaking of high profile.
Yes, I got some news.
I know you have. I told you, please.
I want to give you my latest venture. Can I say, right now, I am flat out. I'm the busiest I've ever been. We got the podcast. We got voiceovers. Mm. We're doing my property stuff.
Yep.
I'm doing my corporate stuff. Yep. I'm doing my stand-up comedy group shows. I'm doing my stand-up comedy solo shows. Mm. You know, doing all the school runs and all that.
Yep.
But that means also doing the food. That means your day is really starts at 8:30
right.
when you get back. And it ends at about 2 because you've got to start getting ready. And I don't like giving them processed foods. I'm trying to cook them meals and all that. Mm. It's a juggle. Mm. So clearly and the cooking show. And
see adverts of you.
Someone mentioned that to me as well.
People's mums and dads. It's hilarious. It's all grandparents, bro. Parents and grandparents kind of going, we watch your show.
They love it. It's all good.
And it's lovely. But the big thing was, the big announcement is, so after last summer, I did a Bollywood cabaret show.
Yes.
I'm doing my own Bollywood show. It's called Bollywood Time Machine.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So I'm taking some theatres. I put it together, you know, with me and the singer Chirag and Rekha, who you know as well. And also dancers.
Yeah,
she's brilliant.
Brilliant singer.
So she's going to do like the kind of left-hand numbers. Chirag will do the Kishore Kumar numbers. I'll do some comedy in between. And we've got some dances. That is called Bollywood Time Machine. That's not to be mistaken.
What numbers are you doing?
Huh? I'm doing comedy on that one. But that's not to be mistaken with the play that I've now been cast in. Can I get a round of applause? Come on, boys. I've been cast in a play.
You.
And me on my own? Me on my own.
You're in a play.
I'm going to be in a play. I've been cast.
What, as a narrator?
No, as an acting debut, bro.
Shut up.
Acting debut,
hilarious.
Bro.
That is hilarious.
So it's a proper play. It's on at the Beck Theatre from the 12th of July.
You've got to learn lines.
Bro, let me do my plug. 12th of July to the 21st of July this year, and it's called Bollywood Odyssey.
Tommy, you can't remember anything from 5 seconds ago.
Bruv, I'm going to step up for this one. It's going to be amazing.
I can't believe this guy's in a play.
I'm going to be in a
play.
What are you acting as?
Acting. Right. So.
Aladdin.
I sort of am the narrator, but I'm a character as well. So the story, it's a Bollywood Odyssey. It's called Bollywood Odyssey. It's an immersive theatre experience. That's what I said.
Is that
right?
Like 4D?
Kind of. But I won't say too much. Yeah.
You get stuff thrown at you.
I don't know.
Yeah, he does a bug on stage, honest, basically, and you smell it.
That's not my department. Is it? Okay. So I've got my role. Yeah. I auditioned for it. Waiting for the
car. You auditioned for it? You actively went out to get it?
Yeah.
This sounds proper.
Because.
Can we come?
I have now got, because of all the voiceover stuff I'm doing for the Netflix stuff, the agent goes, you need an acting show reel.
What?
Right? Then she goes, you act. Everything you do is acting like, right?
Are we going to see you lying a Christmas panel?
Bruv. Real talk. I said you know what I love? I love panto.
Oh my God.
I do.
God.
I really do. And I go every year and the kids go
this
and we all love
be
it.
Be the grandma in Red Riding Hood.
And then when this came about, this Bollywood Odyssey, and they were looking for a narrator stroke actor character who plays effectively, I'm like the spirit of Bollywood.
We need a Desi Biggins.
In a way, that's what I am.
I knew it.
Boggins. That's what I am,
is
right?
It?
No. So, what I will say though, and I mean, I asked the director, I said, can I talk about it in the podcast?
The director, are you sure he was feeling all right when he said yes to you?
Bruv is a very talented man. He's done lots of these immersive experiences before, and he said, I've absolutely got what it takes. Thank you very much. So,
he's had a shocker here, mate.
I won't say too much, but there might be a wig involved that I have to wear.
Of course, there's a wig involved. What?
Okay. And. 6 songs I'm dancing to.
Oh my God.
Dancing people.
This director's not Amit Chana, is he?
No, it's not. Nah. It's not. It's not for me. Because me works at Rivco. That's another answer.
You've hoodwinked somebody else into believing that you are.
Probably not hoodwinked. They knew about me. They were like, actually, it's an honor to have you involved, is what they said. So thank you. I said, listen, I appreciate that I'm a beginner here. I want to learn and I'm hungry. And actually,
You've got the delivery. You've always been good at that.
Yeah. But,
I'm still lost for words.
Do you have to dress up like said. a bit as a Jiski Bibi Moti?
That might be one of the songs.
I knew it.
I will say, I've been told not to say too much, but I'm rubbish at this.
Okay.
Think the spirit of Amitabh Bachchan with a bit of Rajinikanth, with a bit of Shah Rukh, with a bit of Dharminder, all rolled into one. Think like the hero, ultimate kind of, man of Bollywood.
My God.
I have been told, I'm allowed to say, it's one of the lead characters.
Oh my God. We're going to have to go and watch this.
It's only running, people, I tell you now, it's only running for 10 days. No.
I mean, this is the sell days. In itself. You don't have to say anything else, Tommy. This is the sell. People are going to be rushing to see this.
Yep. Honestly. I don't know what to say.
La, 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 la.
It's going to be like grot bags on stage doing Bollywood tunes.
No, it's not, bro. No, it'll be quality. I promise you, I'll make it good. So Bollywood Odyssey, pre-sale tickets are out there. Bollywood Time Machine tickets are out there. God. Tommy Sandu Live tickets are out there.
Brilliant. My
Essence
God.
Central
Brilliant.
Tickets are out there. You can get me. I'm coming.
Love it.
Oh, by the way, this is only going to be at the Beck Theatre in West London. So, but can I just say, boys, I just think, and Kent, I think you're going to vouch for this.
Yeah.
I'm 47 years old.
Yeah.
And I think about 2 days ago, over the weekend, when it was so busy and I've got so much property stuff going on as well, I just suddenly thought, and the director goes, oh, Tommy, don't forget, have a little practice on this, have a little play with that, have a little watch of this, see this character, see that, we like this, this is what we think you should be going for. And I suddenly went, what am I doing?
Yes, this is what me and Satch are now going through. And we're at that part of the...
What are you doing? And the fact is, I don't know. But what I have realised is, I don't think we should say no to as many things as we say no to.
Correct.
Can you vouch for that,
Kim? No, I agree. Let's give it a shot.
You did a whole program in Hindi. We know how that went.
Exactly,
And I did it because I was like, you know what, why not?
And it's about crime and all sorts of stuff.
Serious program, all in Hindi. Now I'm doing this cooking show.
Yeah.
You know, very different. I love cooking, but very different to what I would normally do. It's just...
Tommy is that example of, now. Anything can be done.
Yeah.
If you're a good enough blagger...
No, stop blagging, bro. If you're multifaceted like I am, people, if you're listening and you're like, you know what, I've got many strings to my bow. Yeah. I'm a...
If you're sitting there and, you're a PA...
I'm waiting to be plucked.
You can absolutely be an astronaut. Just put the suit on and just get yourself onto a rocket.
I'm looking forward to this, Tommy.
He's done a dribble there, but we won't mention
it. I'm so talented.
Yeah.
I can't wait to come. I can't wait to come to this. Yeah. I want to say
we are looking forward to it.
Tickets start at £35. It's an immersive experience.
£35? You can do a little show for us at home.
I really don't know.
You can put your wig on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Do us a little performance at home.
So £35 to go and see Tommy in his theatre debut, or for free if you're in New York or in Dublin. Have you heard about the big thing that's going on there?
New York and Dublin.
Yeah. Have you heard about the portal? This is the visual bridge.
Oh, God. Are you seriously talking about it? Are we talking about this on the podcast?
We are talking about this because basically, I don't think enough people are talking about it. And also, this is going to end up becoming like the Aurora stars where people just go.
Satch, if you want to take the positive line in this one, because I got him. I'm going to destroy this.
Kedge, tell me more about it.
Right. Okay.
Because I've seen it, but I don't know.
It's a public technology sculpture known as the Portal. It's
the
been
portal.
Unveiled.
There's a T in there.
It's Portal. And it's been unveiled in New York City's Flatiron neighborhood.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I've never heard
of it. Flatiron.
What did I call it? Flatiron. God, that's the joke in itself, isn't it?
Flatiron.
He's never been.
I've never been. Well, they've got it as one word, but obviously it's on social media, so that's why the guy can't spell. Flatiron. The sculpture basically has real-time linkage between what's going on in Dublin and New York. So it's a live
so
stream.
Like a,
it's like a massive giant FaceTime.
FaceTime.
And so basically, they've put this on, and I just thought, wow, why have we never thought of doing this ever before on the planet?
Do you know? No, I swear they have when they're like...
What's it in aid of? What do you want people to do?
It's a social community experiment the people, firstly, Dublin and New York, lots of Irish in New York, lots of Irish in Dublin. So there's a connection.
Okay, fine, I get that.
So there's a crossover and obviously the history of all the people that went over to New York and la 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 from Ireland.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of crossover and therefore there's a connection. It's like saying Southall to Ludhiana. I'm sure there's people that would know people.
Like, why isn't that? That's the portal we need to make. Like, so I'm sorry, but can someone, and we know a lot of rich Punjabis.
Harrow to Ahmedabad.
No. Let's just do the Southall, straight up Southall.
Why don't you want your people to have it?
Yeah. No, they can. That's fine. But I think the Punjab one would be way more exciting.
It's the same. No. Wembley to Ahmedabad, same thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Of course it is.
I think Gujaratis would be more fun and excited. Punjabis would be more like...
I think Asians would be fun and excited. I was thinking, why not even India to Pakistan? But like in the middle of, Mumbai and the middle of Lahore.
Yeah.
Right? But I just think they should do more of this. I think the more we are connected to the world. And then, you just go in front of it. And so they, when they opened it, they were doing dancing.
You're going
to
get a crossover to India. Someone's going to squat down and take a little tatty right in front of the camera.
I saw it. The Dublin people were sticking their fingers up.
No, that's nothing. They've had the bums out. They've been flashing. They've been rude things.
The Irish don't care. They're funny people.
Yeah. So they've had all of that, and they've been. And so the barony, they were saying that they might have to shut it down because people are just being very naughty.
It's going to happen.
They're being very silly.
People be getting it on with each other. There'll be all sorts going on.
They've done some rude stuff as well, and it's not been nice as well. But like the Irish people have been like showing New York like pictures of the Twin Towers and all of this. It's like, why do we all start behaving like apes?
Yeah. On that note, it's the third time you've done it, Kedge. You got proper daggard today. You know what daggard is?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're doing kebab daggard.
I know.
All right? And earlier on...
I've had the most garlicky pasta.
Yeah.
What's the daggard?
Daggard is a burp.
Oh, he's burping.
And he's done it again. Okay. I'm like, okay. So, and he's had the scone. He's had the coffee. The jam.
Yeah, all melange in the stomach.
So here he's going, oh my God, people are like animals.
And I'm like, burped on you.
It's the meatiest. It's a meaty smelling burp.
It's the garlic.
But you know, I tell you who appreciates one of those. Simon Sandu.
Does he?
He calls it a repeater burp. Because he'll repeat the meal. But he'll go, I'll rate that. He won't cuss it. He'll go, I'll rate that.
Go to his house.
Yeah.
Burp through the burp.
Basically, what I do think is this is a glorified FaceTime, this portal.
Yeah.
And also, everyone's getting super excited. I'm like, this has been done before. But what I do like the connectivity of it. I do like the fact that at this very second, what is happening in Texas? Mm. What is happening?
I know.
I thought we could go one step further.
Hmm.
Why don't we use Piccadilly Circus, massive video wall, and you can just switch to different countries. You can see, click that one, there you go, you're looking at Tokyo.
Yeah.
But they can see us.
Yeah, obviously, but...
But if you're from up there, down...
No, but let's just use like Piccadilly Circus, it's got all the screens and
the
stuff.
The screen.
Yeah. It'd work in London, I think.
No.
Do you know what I think the best thing about that thing is, like Piccadilly Circus, you've seen the BA advert, right?
Where
the plane's going past.
Yes.
And the baby's pointing at it, saying that's the flight to Miami or whatever.
Love that.
Like, more stuff like that needs to happen.
Well, we've got the screens, but we don't use it for the 3D technology that everyone else in the world seems to be using it for. Yeah, like so.
But I just think it's a nice thing to have to just show people how they go about their daily lives and how they just do the regular things every day. Because it'll be like, while you're kind of walking around, you're going to work, right? Let's say I'm trying to think, if it was in Piccadilly Circus, people going to Soho, people going to their job, people going to their office, they can just go past and go, oh, look.
Watch them go to work.
Like, I know it's like in Spain, people like dress really well. I remember we were in Madrid, not on the Costa del Brava and all that, because that's all tourists.
Yeah.
But in like Madrid, everyone was just the quality of like,
no, but that's just Europe.
Pencils. You know the women in their pencil skirt. Yeah. All of it, heels.
That is Europe.
The men crisp dressed, suits. Yeah, yeah, your hair suits, looking on point.
It's funny you mentioned the difference in how people dress for work as well. Because the thing that's gone viral at the moment on social media is this video that's been posted online. And it's got people talking because of the way how people arrive to work. Hmm. And they're saying there's a big difference. It shows people arriving at their place of work.
Like walking through the doors?
Just into the office, through the doors. And what they're trying to show is that there's a massive difference between how women and men arrive
in a workplace.
Come to work.
So are you talking about the actual, I'm trying to picture where this would be, like in the office? You know what's weird?
Mm.
After all these years, I'm picturing the BBC. Cause that's like a place I properly worked.
Yes.
You know, like it's a place of work. Exactly. Whereas everything else I do is freelance.
So I think it would be like, as you make contact with your team and
so upstairs through the door, the studio,
through that final
office.
Door into your sort of office
okay.
space.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, and what basically, you know, got everyone talking was that women arrive into the office space with loads of things in their hands.
Oh, okay. What you mean in general? This is what they found.
In general, right?
Like, so, what, like a so, coffee.
So they've got a, you know, like, what's that new that the flask. Beaker, that flask that they all use
Stanley?
Now? Stanley mug, Stanley
yeah.
cup, yeah.
No, so, Stanley, yeah,
Stanley flask.
Yeah.
So they've got that. They've got like, you know, they've got maybe a makeup bag. They've got the actual work laptop bag. They might have something else in the hand and phone. So
shoes.
Yeah, a bit of breakfast.
Oh,
shoes,
yeah, because they've come in their flip flops.
Yeah. Whereas men, they just come with nothing.
Yeah,
and you know, this is the picture of the average bloke who comes into work. He's just literally
jeans,
t-shirt, jeans, and they just come in, and they were just saying, "How mad is it that you know men don't have this stress of like you know worrying about the drinks and all of this other stuff that they need to carry, whereas for some reason women have to have all of these things?" And I just thought, God, that's so interesting.
Yeah, I wonder. And now you got my mind going. I wonder whether it's all. And I love doing this, by the way, and I will always do this. I wonder if it's an animal instinct that women. Through their some sort of a biological nature, want to have things stocked. They've got a nature of looking after people, want to be stocked up, something like that.
It's funny, and
men are like,
people,
I've got to be
them.
Ready because for hunting.
So women basically came back saying, well, this is why blokes end up spending 40 quid a day, because they've got lunch, coffee, this, that, and the other to deal with, breakfast. He goes, we've got everything. And so that's why we can, you know, we're just more economical. We've planned it all. Like, we've got the snacks, we've got
But look, he's very easy. He can put all of that shit in a bag and just turn up as well.
Yeah.
Like when we use, I'm just again thinking of the BBC. I used to come in with a bag. It had all my stuff in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you did as well, Keith.
Yeah, I still do. To this
you had
day.
Your banana,
banana
and,
apple,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Flask,
so
it's all in there.
It was all in there.
It's all in there.
Banana, apple, flask, check.
Yeah, none. Yeah. None.
Is that the door?
Yeah, it's all there. It's all there.
So I just think, look, we're the kind of people, it's not on display. Like we'd carry a bag and everything would be in there.
Yeah. I like to also have my hands free because I like to go in and go, hey, how's it going?
High five
or spud.
Whereas Tommy,
you know,
Tommy used to come in with a cup of coffee. That was
always.
His thing.
Yeah, I need one. Yeah.
Coffee in his hand.
Coffee, but I...
No, but the energy he would bring was always high.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how people arrive with what they like as well, because you're saying they'll bring all their things. They might bring bits and bobs, like the women bring their bits and bobs, but... What does it say about how women arrive?
There wasn't enough analysis on the vibe that they bring. But I was just saying, I think when your hands are full, I think it does affect your sort of behavior and how you enter the office.
Yeah,
because you don't have the hands free to do the hi.
Yeah.
or you know what I mean.
So you're not
or spud or a.
Yeah.
You haven't got
shake someone's hand or whatever.
Yeah, you haven't got the emotional dexterity. Is what it
Ooh,
is.
I like
do you
that.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you want to be
see,
a...
That was a juxtaposition.
I used to come in at the BBC and spud everyone. That I used to see. Everyone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But
and that was my thing.
There was one guy at the VEEB who used to come in, and you were not going to work out who he is because he's one of the younger ones. But I remember seeing it from a distance because I was chatting to somebody else in another section. I looked over. But you know when someone comes in and they stand there waiting to be noticed, almost like they want to come in and they want to go like, all right? All right, to everyone, but no one's looking up. Because you know, it's like the open plan office, everyone's just got their heads down, cracking on.
Who's that?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm not definitely not that's saying on the podcast. Because actually, he's a nice guy, but he's a little bit of like, oh my God, what are you like, bruv? You know, you like, you're.
That's weird.
Now, you won't get it. Because he's if I'm honest, in our world of being at the BBC, obviously we're A-list cast.
Yeah.
Our managers and the people all involved in our crap, they're also A-list cast. He's a CD, he's a cameo role.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he worked at the Asian Network.
Yeah. But I'll tell you after the
fight. He was in the under 21 team.
Oh, yeah, but he was look, he would be, and actually.
I know what, let's just turn the mics off for a bit and you can tell us.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, right, him. So,
okay.
And me and the producer spoke.
What a Wally.
Me and my other producer spoke about him and she said, have you noticed what he's like? I said, I did. I saw it once. She goes, well, I see it every day.
Ooh.
She goes, and it's literally like, he'll come in mouth open, bit David Brent like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so you want to go, you almost expect everyone to go, oh, look. Let's just say his name was Kedge, right? Oh, look. It's not you. It's not me, obviously. Oh, look, Kedge is here. And go, hey, he wants that Fonz style reaction.
Oh, okay.
What up, people? Okay. Oh, you're here. Oh. But in his head, that's all in his head.
Right.
And it's just a bit cringy. I find that's why I don't miss that about the office space.
I take it quite personally when people walk into the office space and if I'm already there and they don't say hello.
Yeah.
I think that what is that wiring in your brain?
I think that's just bad manners.
Okay. You are, don't get me started. Because again, on the weekend.
Thank you, Saj.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
It is bad manners.
Bad manners.
I don't think it's bad manners.
Why?
I think what it is. I think it's
it is.
No, it's not necessarily bad manners.
Bro, if you see someone in the
if
morning.
If you're already in the office.
Yeah.
And
it's bad manners.
I come in and I walk past you.
Past you. Yeah, bad manners.
For it's my job to say good morning to you.
Yes. Okay. Agree.
Let me justify.
Morning, Kedge.
The reason why I'm saying it's not.
How's it going, mate?
Okay. Nowadays,
you all right?
So many people are lost in their heads. They're like, they're all over the place.
That's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. It's a reason, bro. Meaning,
no, that's not a reason
okay,
either.
So the other day, for example, I on the weekend just gone, and I thought of you, and I thought I wanted to tell you about this. Yeah. Podcast. It's happened quite a lot recently where I hold doors open. I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I do that as well. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to just walk through a door.
I do it at the gym every day when I go.
And I don't care what people say. Oh, it's patronizing and it can be seen as chauvinism.
No, but I'm holding doors open for blokes.
For men and women. Yeah. I don't care. I'm like, I like to be gentlemanly.
If it makes your life easy, yeah, I'm here for that.
Me and my wife go to dinner. I want to pull out the chair. I know it's a bit cheesy, but I'll do that because that's me saying, like, these things are forgotten now. And actually, I don't care. I'll do anything for you. So why not pull out a chair for you? You know what I mean? That kind of. And actually, community, it makes the world go round, right? I told you, what did someone say to me the other day? They went, your community living you are. Remember that? When I said it on the podcast.
Because I chat
to people all that along the way.
Yeah. Right. The cameraman.
I held the door open for someone on the weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
Two people. It was a young guy and a younger. They just walked past me. And I felt like saying.
How old were they?
23.
27,
28. Okay. Not young. Not kids. No, they don't know.
Bad manners, bruv.
And I looked and I thought, bruv, like you're a grown man. You should be like, thanks, man. Thank you for getting
cheers,
that.
Cheers, mate.
Because, you know, I could have got it.
I think that's gone. I think that's gone from the world.
Yeah, man. I think, and I think young. And
that's basic shit.
But I drill it into Milo. I drill it into Lolo. Yeah. Like, you know, like, you got, when people come at the door, be nice. You know, like when you were here, they'll go, oh, hi, Kedge. Hi, Satch. They've been told to say hello.
Yeah.
Like those things are going to. But the point I was going to make was a few days ago, I was driving along and the kids were talking in the car and someone pulled in and gave me way and I just drove through and I was like, oh. I didn't say thanks.
You felt bad.
I did feel bad.
Did you reverse back?
No.
But what I'm saying is, let me chase him.
So when I say it's not always bad manners, it's sometimes just hectic lifestyles or busy, anxiety, stress, worries, problems. So that's
no, but hang on a minute. I think you're saying that if you've forgotten on a one-off, if there are people that are doing this daily,
no, but the one-off might be that for Tommy.
One-off is Tommy's excuse.
But for the person who let him through, he's thinking rude, arrogant git.
No,
he doesn't know that's Tommy's one-off.
I get that, but where people... That's what I'm saying. Obviously, you don't know how many times people say thank you or whatnot, but I'm saying if it is a one-off, then it's fine, isn't it? But like, if people constantly do it, then there's a problem.
I always say hello to everybody in the office.
So do
I. Even the quiet ones, because you've got to make them feel welcome and involved. And I just think, I will go out of my way and I'll just tap me on the shoulder going, all right, how's it going?
Yeah. But don't touch
people
me.
Will walk past me and not say, maybe it's more of my problem, maybe they don't like me.
Unapproachable.
Yeah. No, I you're right. But I think it all depends what's in your nature and what your radar. I like to go, all right, hey, catchy baby.
A few people do that and I love it.
But I've also heard, and people have fed this back, they went, you know, when you come into the office, some people find it a bit intimidating or a bit
scared.
A bit rude, a bit in their face.
A bit scared.
They don't necessarily want that level of attention.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then you go, oh, God's sake, all right, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you can't do anything now.
No, you can't. You can't. But what we can do is share knowledge. So should we do that?
Things we learn.
I'm going to go first because mine relates to things, something we've already spoken about. Mm. And that is to do with the Northern Lights. Because with all this talk of Northern Lights, they started about where the Northern Lights can be seen. And obviously I know about Finland, I know about Norway and all those kind of Nordic countries where you can kind of see it and up north, right? But Japan. Japan's known for the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
And I just suddenly thought, wow, it'd be sick to see it in Japan. Something about Japan, but I've never been.
I want to go.
Really fascinating.
I want to go.
From the food, the history, the warriors, the swords, you know.
The trains.
Everything. The hotels. Everything.
It's like everyone that I know that has been to Japan has said it's the future.
Yeah.
Everyone says that.
I can imagine.
Do you see those robots?
Which ones? Because I've seen a couple of
that robot factory.
Doing all the sorting, all the food, all the robots going on.
No. These are like actual humanoid.
Oh, those like Westworld.
Yeah,
yeah, like actual.
They're already Westworld season one.
Right, and there's another one with like these kind of box robots that are just all working sorting out food and getting it ready for delivery. I've seen so much robot stuff recently. It's mad. No, but this is about the Northern Lights in Japan, and the fact I've kind of got is that basically the Northern Lights in Japan have a symbolism. Which goes back
in the to the roots of the anu. Okay.
The roots of what?
Anu. A-I-N-U.
Right.
Okay. It's an indigenous group in Japan. It's a group of people, the Ainu people. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So plural would be?
Anuses.
Okay.
Anusai.
Okay.
Maybe the eye of the anus.
Yeah, no, I was just in case if I ever meet a few of them, I just want to know what to call them.
Hey, what's up, my anus?
Yeah.
Okay. The legend has its roots in the Ainu people, and they're indigenous to the area, northernmost island of Hokkaido. Hokkaido. Okay. Right. And the Ainu, this is what I was going to say, the Ainu believe that the northern lights are the spirits of their ancestors.
Oh, of course it is.
That's I thought it was a nice. So when you look up at it and you cuss it out, Satch, just know this. It's a Japanese guy's
job. You know what? If these, and I'm sure it would have, but a hundred years ago, if these northern lights happened as it happened a couple of days ago, right, I reckon people would have started a religion over it.
Yeah, probably. I can believe that.
Do you actually know how that happens, those lights in the sky?
Geometric storm.
Displacement.
But what does that mean?
Geo something storm.
Kej
displacement of some sort of... They were talking about news. I was like...
Yeah. Actually, something comes off the sun and it heads towards Earth.
Yeah.
That's
something about solar activity affecting the Earth's magnetic field.
Thanks, Google.
And solar activity is meant to peak. Oh, but it's going to be a whole year of it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So you're going. Sash, can you tell me next time it's going to happen?
Are you going to stand on your roof?
I will stand there like a lemon. I want to take a good photo. Sad.
Yep. So there you go. Sad. Japanese believe that the Northern Lights are linked to their ancestors, which I thought was quite a kind of mystical, nice way of looking at the Northern Lights in the next car.
Okay.
Who's going next?
My one is, I want you to imagine the 7-Eleven logo, if you can. I've got a picture for you guys.
Here we go. Yeah. Orange. Word 11 written across it.
7-Eleven is an American thing, is it?
We used to,
but we don't anymore.
But they shut down. It's a
shame.
Did Londis take over it?
No. Yeah, but 7-Eleven is a 7-Eleven, isn't it?
It was brilliant.
The 7-Eleven, I love a 7-Eleven in America. Yeah. You got so many types of crisps, snacks.
That's what it was here.
You know, like just...
And you can just go into a random
why it shut down, but that's not the thing that I learned. The thing I learned is about the logo. If you're looking at it, and what is the most fascinating thing about this logo that we never realised, and I only realised once I read about this, right? And that is, like, if you look at the 7-Eleven logo, you know, you're thinking, what is this exactly? What is it that's so different about it? How comes we never noticed it in all our life, right? And that is, if you look at the logo, the 7 obviously is normal, and then it's got 11 written across it.
Yep.
The 11 is written in caps, apart from the last
letter
N.
Yeah.
So E-L-E-V-E is all caps, and then small letter N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
7-Eleven.
Small N.
And I've got the reason behind it.
Okay, so there's an actual reason.
There's actual reason behind that. No one's noticed this.
Someone pressed the caps lock key by mistake.
The brand actually had to put out a statement because people started noticing, going, what is going on here? What's the trick here? Yeah,
it's a good observation, that.
It is a great observation. And the trick behind all of this, and legend has it, that the original owner's wife, when they were designing the logo, she said it looked more graceful with a lowercase n. As opposed to the harsh edges of the uppercase N.
I like that.
This is, you know, since when they first made this logo? 1968.
Yeah.
Have a look at the 7-Eleven logo. Look at that. How mad is that?
Like, a bit annoying though, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Well, some people, because this is the thing, some people, once they've noticed it, they've gone, well, that is, like you said,
bit annoying.
It really is jarring. Because you're thinking, hold on a minute, if everything's in caps, why have you not gone with the small N? A big N.
But yeah, so firstly, it reminds me of the story about the FedEx, because, you know, if you look at the FedEx logo, in between the white arrow between the E and the X.
Yeah.
But once you see it, you can't unsee it. Same like that. Now you'll always see the little N. But I think she's right, the wife, whoever of the person.
I think she's right as well.
Because an actual capital N is hard lines.
And the E and the L and the V, they're all hard lines.
Well, the E's not. L is.
No, but E's got...
Oh, capital E. Yeah, capital you're right. E's. Sorry, I forgot. I was picturing little E.
Yeah.
You're right. There are. So the N, that just softens up the brand.
But weird how she just got the last letter.
No word of a lie. Okay, you couldn't have come at a better time with a fact like that, right? A little story like that as well, because I'm getting new chutneys pots, mate.
Oh, big C.
Right.
Little C.
Yeah, right, all of that kind of
thing. Who's a big C?
Yeah, exactly.
I think if I was doing it, I would go with the Z in chutneys. I would go with the old sort of that one that looks like a...
Indian writing.
No.
It looks a little bit calligraphy-esque.
No, like, you know when you're doing a joined up writing Z, it's not like that. It's like a curly, it's like a small curl and then a big curl, like a G,
yeah,
half a G.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. You go that and then you can swirl it around.
It does look like, that will look like, it then might look like Chat Nag.
No.
Chat Naggy.
But okay, but my point
I'll design
is,
it for you. Here we go. He's going to put a Rangoli pattern behind
it. What that might be kind of is because the woman who is a brand designer and does all these pots and stuff, and I'm also going with IML, which is in mold labeling, things I learned this week.
IML.
Right, that means there's no need for stickers. You can put the logo inside the plastic. Okay. So it doesn't peel off, doesn't look
nice.
Colour,
that's good.
Things like that.
Oh, okay.
Right, so, and doing all that, but she said, oh, you know, this is what I do. I do the brand. And so we were talking about brands, logos, fonts, how they use, what they mean, what it does, the layered meanings, layered messages. So we've been, I literally was having those discussions. And I hear you are saying, and she actually said, she goes, oh, this is my fee if I redesign it, or I can just recreate what you've got. And because of the difference in the fee, I'm just going to go with what I got. So we're not going to change yet.
I'll knock up a few.
Yeah, okay, cool.
He's going to put a picture of his face on the back.
I know.
Like, so all of a sudden. I wouldn't even go there.
Or a bit like if you hold it up to the light and reverse it says, Kedge made Tommy everything that he is today.
It's not like that. Yeah. I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah, Kedge claims.
So the thing I learned, Kedge, it links to your story because it's something that can be bought in a 7-Eleven.
Oh.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Atomic Habits at the moment. It's a good book. Film. I'm liking it and I'm getting through it quite quickly. So it's only been a few days. I'm nearly towards the end because I like it so much. 45% of all of Coca-Cola sales come. Do you know the end part of the supermarket? The end bit of a supermarket aisle.
Yeah. What do they call it?
There's a name for it. Hang on, I've written it down.
What do you mean? The end part?
You know, like where they put the promo stuff on, like
the promo stuff. It's called an end cap.
But it's
Oh, what? When they just lump loads of bottles of Coke?
Not necessarily. No, but it might be like where the cheeses are.
Imagine you've got all the drinks down the aisle, but they're on the end of it, facing out.
Oh, in the middle aisle.
So you see if you're walking on the front of all the aisles. Yeah, yeah.
45% of all of Coke's sales happen from the end cap.
Meaning people don't walk up the aisle.
It's just an easy grab.
Because they spend so much on having it, because obviously you've got to pay to be on that end cap.
Oh, is it? Is that premium? Yeah.
And
spot.
That's where all is of it the, actually? The majority of their sales
I can believe it. Or they'll take out your sales.
So why do they put batteries there? They always have batteries.
That's right, in some places.
That's like an impulse buy.
They got a whole end cap.
No, but that's like an impulse buy near the till.
Because you're going to be able to go, oh.
All the pick and mix is usually around there and stuff like that as well.
And that explains why they got these random chewing gum stands on there as well.
It's all the things you can just
Like this is like, you know when you're in the middle, so say if you're walking and there's aisles either side of you.
Yeah, but
the end cap, you got to pay more for your product.
And then like the wine promo. Yeah.
But like what I'm saying is they hang like those chewing gum bits from it as well.
I'll do that. I've seen some. No, I don't know if I've seen it on the end cap bits. But
But the end cap is like a special place.
But it just goes to show, then a lot of people are just buying Coke without even thinking about it. It's not on your shopping list.
Oh, no.
It's not on your budget.
That just is
just buy it.
And like the other day, and after I read that, I went into Tesco's just to look, and they've got a massive, it's just there. And you know, you just pick it up.
We haven't got that in Tesco Watford where Coke are on the end cap.
Have a look next time.
Do you buy bottles or cans?
I buy cans.
Yeah, same here. Though a bottle, because we're never gonna open a bottle and finish it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a can.
I picked up a 24 pack the other day, £6 or something.
Lovely. Have some of that. Have some of that. I bought beer. Don't even drink it. It was on a promo.
What?
Seriously,
anything on a promo, he's got it.
Can I tell you something? I don't know if anybody else is out there like me. I tell you, I flipping love it.
A deal.
No, I tell you what, probably my highlight feelings of life is when you go and you swipe everything through at Tesco and then I do it purposely. Do the club card.
Ding.
And it goes, say, 23 pounds. And some of those things, bruv, there are things that I don't need, don't want, already have in the house.
But it's on the deal.
And what did I get the other day? It was something that was normally £3.50 for £2. That was one thing. And Sainsbury's are now kind of doing their this is our Nectar price.
Yeah.
It's not as in your face as the thingy one. Yeah. But I got,
the club card,
by the way, Goodfellas, you know the pizza company?
Oh, yeah.
They're doing cheese bites now, right? You know the little cheese bite? I love a cheese bite.
Only you would know that.
Right? And no, bruv, I bought them. I made them for me and Milo and Logan. I put them in a bowl, turned around, sneezed, turned back, all of them are gone. And Milo and Logan, like, they were amazing.
Crispy.
crispy, you know, like breaded outside, cheese in the middle. And currently, Sainsbury's
ooey,
were doing
cheese comes out
ooey gooey with cheese in the middle. Yeah, but and it's normal cheese. It's not funky.
Go on,
it's
Sainsbury's,
not
how much?
So, like it was like whatever, 50p off. Yeah. I got four packs. Put them in the freezer. So I'm like, there you go. I thought I'd rather get them now because if they go to full price and none of the boys eat them, then I'll be devastated. So I love a discount. I love a deal. I love a what's on there. And I will always look at the end. When those chicken dippers, which are normally £4.50 for 20.
Yeah, end cap.
Down, yeah, there you go. Yeah. End cap's the way, bro.
End cap's the way. Yeah, always look at the end cap because it's a good offer and usually good stuff.
Always look on the end cap of life.
There you go. Mm. I'm going to bust a cap in you. Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right, and on that note, we're out of here. Thank you very much for listening as always, and we'll catch you next week. There's one more scone to go. Who's going to have that?
I'm all right.
It's got Satch's name on it. Yeah. I don't want it.
Okay. Well, I'll let them battle it out. Catch you later, boys.
Bye. Laters. What was that?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.